The escarpment could join only three other features in getting priority status in the state stewardship fund. The others are the shores of the Great Lakes, the lower Wisconsin Riverway, and part of the Kettle Moraine. The co-chair of the Niagara Escarpment Resource Network is Eric Fowle.
It doesn't actually allocate a specific dollar amount to the escarpment, but it does, in my mind, open up the door and kind of gives a little bit of a leg up to projects that may develop along the escarpment corridor.
In Wisconsin, the corridor runs all the way from Door County down to Horicon and Dodge County. It's a limestone ridge that is very porous in spots and is open to underground aquifers. If the escarpment is made a priority, Fowle says the DNR would take that status into consideration when choosing which grant applications to approve or deny.
Right now, I can't say whether or how many specific projects might be out there where a nonprofit or a community are actually looking at some acquisition, but this would really help them out in the future should some projects develop.
A public hearing on the status is set for January 4th in Madison. Fowle says the Niagara Escarpment already contains six state parks, a scattering of county parks, and DNR natural areas, along with privately owned land that is protected by conservation easements. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.